The president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Cecile Richards, and Albany writer and activist Dr. Barbara Smith are the featured guests at an event today in Albany in support of the Upper Hudson chapter of Planned Parenthood. The Women's Leadership Circle Luncheon at the Albany Hilton is part of a fundraising effort by Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood and its president, Shelley Hegan, who joined Cecile Richards on the telephone in advance of today's event. Richards commented on the importance of a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling against the Texas laws that regulate abortion providers.
The decision by the Supreme Court that overturned the Texas laws was fundamental, and not only for these laws that have been passed in the state and signed by the governor that restricted access in the state of Texas, but the impact around the country has been enormous. We've had several states that are now backtracking on the kinds of laws like they passed in Texas. So I think it's going to be a really important decision for ensuring that women can get access to safe and legal abortion no matter what part of the country they live in. And we're just beginning to see the full impact.
Are you looking ahead to other important court rulings that will be coming down in the months ahead, either from the U.S. Supreme Court or state courts?
Certainly. I mean, we're in probably more federal courtrooms now than we ever have been in our 100-year history at Planned Parenthood. And our entire goal now is to challenge and repeal the kinds of laws that were declared unconstitutional in Texas. Of course, what had happened in Texas is dozens of women's health centers had shut down. Many women had to drive hundreds of miles to access safe and legal abortion. And then basically the Supreme Court found that the kinds of restrictions that were put on women did nothing to improve the health of women, but in fact had just the opposite impact. And so what we're seeing now is, again, more states where they are declining to continue to pursue these issues, and then I think a real opening in states to begin to challenge them, both to repeal them through the legislatures, but also to challenge them in court.
Shelley Hegan, could you give us an update on what happened in the New York State Legislature during this past session? As far as you're concerned, was it a good session, a bad session, somewhere in between?
I would not call it a great session. We worked really hard to get the Comprehensive Contraceptive Coverage Act passed. It was passed by the Assembly with very strong support, basically assuring that women would have access to the kind of contraception that they and their doctors found was the most effective for them. And once again, we were not able to even bring that to a vote in the Senate. On top of that, after 7 years of passing the Reproductive Services Act, or the Reproductive Health Act, if you will, once again, it passed in the Assembly with very strong support. The Reproductive Health Act goes no further than to codify Roe v. Wade into New York State law. New York State was so fortunate and forward-thinking to pass protections for abortion even before Roe. Unfortunately, the language isn't the same as Roe, and so here in New York, women do not have protected access to abortion in the case that it threatens their health. As Roe is the law of the land, we're protected at this moment in time, but it's really important for us in New York to pay paying attention to what's going on across the country and recognize that we can protect women here above and beyond Roe in the future. So 7 years going, it's passed in the Assembly, strong support, real lot of energy, gets to the Senate and isn't even called for a vote. So that was really, really, once again, it's disturbing to live in a state like New York with such wonderful support across the state. We have over 70% of people in New York State support access to safe and legal abortion, and yet again, the Senate has stood in the way of passing these really fundamental laws.
Cecile Richards, has this issue been part of the presidential campaign at all this year, and do you hope to hear more discussion?
Well, absolutely. It's a defining issue. We saw in the Republican presidential primary, it was a real race to the bottom on who could outdo the other in terms of their attitudes towards women and women's health and abortion rights in particular. Every single candidate, including Donald Trump, he's pledged to appoint justices to the Supreme Court who would overturn Roe versus Wade. He believes that that women should not have access to safe and legal abortion. Hillary Clinton has been, for her entire life, an ardent supporter not only of Planned Parenthood but of women's access to health care, both here in this country and globally. And what our own research is showing is that when women voters learn how extreme Donald Trump is on the issues of access to safe and legal abortion, access to Planned Parenthood, they simply won't support him. So I think we're going to see this issue discussed, and certainly this recent Supreme Court case has put a big spotlight on how important the next appointments to this court will be, and therefore how important it will be to have a president who supports women's health and rights.
Cecile Richards is the president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. We also heard from Shelley Hegan, president of the Upper Hudson chapter of Planned Parenthood in Albany.